We're going to have a fantastic time tonight as I talk with my good friend David Alderman, CEO of the Crossover Alliance, coming up on this special edition of The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome to this special edition of The Right Stuff. The Queen, Parker J, is here. I'm looking forward to our conversation with David Alderman of the Crossover Alliance. You may be familiar with that name because I play their ad all the time on the show and have been for several years now. They exist to present real-world content to the Christian reader by going into areas most mainstream Christian publishing companies won't go into, and you'll find out more about them in just a few moments. I always have such a good time when I have David on the show, and I know you will too. We want to definitely thank our corporate sponsor, Christian Book Club, for their support. To find out how you as a writer can grow your readership, go to christianbookclub.net. We also want to thank our partner, Radio App, for presenting us the opportunity to present to you an app that will be solely dedicated to Christian books. So if you want to find out more about how you can upload your Christian book to the app, simply go to radioapp.com. Radio App is also providing us a unique opportunity. Radio has decided to partner with the Christian Convict Book Club to provide incarcerated men and women in the USA with nonfiction Christian books. Author and founder of the CCBC, Adam Sharp, stated that reading books as he serves time has undoubtedly changed his life. There are numerous testimonies of prisoners who develop relationships with the Most High God after reading life-altering books. As a corporate contributor, Radio supports this vision as inviting authors to do the same. If you want to do that, simply go to radioapp.com/ccbc_author.html, and you can find out how you can help support this wonderful ministry and provide life-changing words to our brothers and sisters who are currently incarcerated. This show is pre-recorded, so I won't be taking any questions or comments, but gather your friends and families as we chat with David Alderman from the Crossover Alliance. You're listening to the special edition of The Right Stuff. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious. We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
We're back, and you're listening to the special edition of The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to this special edition of The Right Stuff. The Queen is here, and we're talking today to my guest, co-host, and contributor, David Alderman. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce him. David, how are you doing today?
How's it going? I'm doing pretty good.
I am so glad you are here. We always have a good time when we are talking together on the show, and so I want to reintroduce you to some and present you to others, who you are, what the Crossover Alliance is all about, and all that good stuff. Because this whole month, as you well know, I'm showcasing authors who write in darker fiction genres, such as horror,
paranormal, thriller, things of that nature. Because like your slogan says, on the cross of reliance, a light shines brighter in the darkness. And I think these type of genres, they're often what I call the stepchild genre of the Christian mainstream publishing arena. However, they're not the stepchild genres with you. Matter of fact, these are the type of genres that you naturally gravitate toward as a publisher. And so I want our listeners to have more information about what you do and who you are, and just have a conversation about the industry in general. Before I do that, go ahead, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Me, myself, I'm a single dad. I am a Christian. I'm a writer. I write science fiction, fantasy, mainly, and adventure. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Crossover Alliance. We're actually celebrating our 5th year. We started about 5 years ago as a small press, and before that, we were actually just kind of an online community of readers and writers trying to get together to celebrate this type of fiction, where we merge real-world fiction with Christian faith, because I noticed that there was a serious lack of it in the publishing arena. And so that's why we were created. You know, my own writing kind of exemplifies this. I write science fiction fantasy, but there's a lot of real world content in it. When I say real world content, I'm mainly referring to things that would happen to normal everyday people. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that we all struggle with. Nobody's perfect. Nothing's necessarily black and white. Nothing's all roses. There's a lot of shades in this world, and real world fiction, it's more realistic. I feel it can reach a lot more people because we can relate to it a lot better. Weaving our Christian faith into these stories, I think we have a greater impact. We're also being more genuine to ourselves as authors because we're putting all of ourselves on the page. That's why the Crossover Alliance was originally created, and we're in our 5th year now. We got some exciting projects coming up, and that's me, and that is the Crossover Alliance.
I like the fact that you said nothing is black and white, and that is an element that sin really highlights in our lives. We have a commandment that says, thou shalt not, and we do. It is that horrible part of gray that we currently exist in. And when you write fiction that reflects that grayness, some people may not like it. And I understand that there are Christian fiction books out there that give us exemplary characters that we can model ourselves after. But at the end of the day, we typically fall short of these characters. I talked about it before, David, on the show, how some of the requirements for Christian fiction, particularly with CBA, which is Christian Booksellers Association, what they wanted fiction. You could not have drinking, you could not have swearing, you could not have premarital sex, you could not have the characters have a huge crisis of faith. If they had a crisis of faith, it couldn't be in this area. And I was like, wow, do the characters live on planet Earth? They're obviously elsewhere. They're not here where I live. But over time, there has been a call among Christian readers searching for more in-depth fiction, particularly right now with genres like fantasy, hugely frowned upon in the Christian arena. Now with shows like Game of Thrones, I read the book back in the day. It's a good show for those who like that type of thing. Some people find it too risque, and I totally understand that too. There's a lot of nakedness in the show, sexuality, all sorts of things going on in Game of Thrones. But you have a lot of people who like that. And so now some of the Christian publishers are saying, well, maybe we should publish fantasy. You should have been doing that beforehand. It should not have been just in the hands of the secular market. Why do you think Christian publishers are now starting to realize this gap in our ministries?
I don't know. I would think that maybe a big part of it is the demand that, you know, a lot of readers are kind of crawling out of the woodwork saying, I don't understand why you don't have these things. We crave redemption stories. And to crave redemption stories, you have to have something to be redeemed from. So when the CBA had all of these rules, I remember many, many, many years ago when they had all these rules where you couldn't even like mention somebody playing craps in a book or gambling.
Or poker.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, what are, like you said, what planet are you like? I don't understand this. Are you all in a convent? How is it that you're completely cut off from these things? And I'm not saying that these things are necessarily good things, but they're things that every single one of us struggles with and fights against and has in our daily lives. So how is it that that's why we can relate to these things? And I think the most powerful redemptive stories are the ones where you're being redeemed from something that's difficult to be redeemed from. I do have an appreciation for the cookie cutter, you know, whitewashed Christian fiction, because there are people that enjoy that, and I'm not judging them for that. I think that that is definitely a viable market, and they definitely have an audience for that. But there's never really been an audience for this. And then on top of that, when books of this nature crop up, there's actually like a tax on it to try to like push it back down, you know, and ban it and block it off. And that's why the Crossover Alliance was even created, is because I was like, well, why don't we just create our own publishing company and move forward? And so I think that a lot of it is demand. I think people are starting to say, I want to be able to relate to the character. This character over here that doesn't swear, doesn't drink, doesn't throw stuff across the room, doesn't struggle with their broken down car and their, you know, illegitimate child. I can't relate to those characters. I can read the story and be somewhat entertained. I'm not going to get as invested in the story, and I'm not going to feel the redemptive angle when we get to the end of it as I would if I was really invested in the character and I could relate to them.
All those restrictions that were coming about from the CBA, and I know they've probably eased up on it over the years, but for a while there, they wouldn't even give a book that had those types of things the time of day. So having said that, I was thinking of an experience I had with an author on this show a couple of years ago. She was from the UK, and I put her stuff out there like I usually do when I'm marketing. The word magic was in the description. The response in one of the groups I put it in was horrendous. They were like, she's a witch. And I was watching this fever of activity happen. And I said, why not contact the author and see what her beliefs are? Because the magic in her story was not witchcraft. It was like stones or something, like magic set in stones or some element like that. It wasn't witchcraft. By the time the thread was over with, I was accused of not being a Christian because I was hosting her on my show. She was a witch going around spreading satanic things about the earth. I remember being so disgusted by the reactions of Christian readers. And I even told the people who were upset about this, why not contact the author? I let the author know of your concerns. The interesting thing was that no one did that. The vitriol was so horrendous and vile. And I said, this is why people act the way they do, because they're not even exposed to it. So they literally had a knee-jerk reaction to one word in the blurb. They went absolutely berserk, David. No matter how many times I said, why not contact the author, because I refused to engage into an argument, they just kept having these theories. I'm not kidding. By the time the thread was over, she was a witch going around infiltrating the church, trying to cause confusion. And I was thinking, this is our fault in a sense, the church as a whole. This is our fault because we've kept ourselves so inoculated sometimes from the world that we're not able to handle certain things when they come clashing our way. Hearing that story, what are some of the thoughts you are thinking about, David?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be completely honest. When I was growing up, my mom, she's the reason that I came to the faith when I was about six. She held our family together tight with Christian values, and she was very, very like ultra paranoid about us watching anything that had to do with witchcraft or watching anything that, you know, with movies with cursing in it and whatnot. And as I grew up and I moved out of the house and started living life on my own, I had a conflict of faith with God. And I went through a period where I struggled with my faith. I had to find my own faith. And I kind of call, when we grow up with a faith and we hold on to it and we don't kind of find our own faith, I call it inherited faith, because we're carrying down somebody else's faith for us and we haven't established our own true relationship with God. And that kind of ties in with what you were talking about. I think a lot of what happened there in that forum, it's a lack of discernment. People just have not had a clear discernment. Like if I pick up a story and I see the word magic, I'm not immediately going to jump and grab the first stone and start stoning the person that wrote it. I'm going to say to myself, all right, well, what do they mean by magic? Is she talking about witchcraft? Does she have witchcraft in the book? Even if she did, that's still not reason for me to freak out. The next question I need to ask is, okay, why does she have witchcraft in the book? What, how is she portraying witchcraft? Is she portraying it as it's good for Christians to engage in satanic witchcraft, curse their neighbors or brothers or whatever like that? Or is she using it as, okay, this is an element in my story. I'm not glorifying it, but maybe one of my characters struggles with witchcraft. Or maybe there's just an idle character that engages in witchcraft and she's not showing it in a positive or negative light. Like, people need to stop and ask questions. And like you said, they should have gone to the author and said, hey, what do you mean by magic? What kind of magic is in your book? Well, you know, what, how is it being portrayed? And then go from there. And even if she had magic in her in just the every wrong sense of the word, then maybe talk to her about it in a private matter, you know, send her a message and go, hey, I noticed you have magic in the book. I'm kind of uncomfortable with that because I don't feel biblically that this lines up with this or this lines up with that. And I'm not going to go on this tangent, but I'm just going to say, I think that this generation, this age that we're in, it's an age where people, especially with social media, if people are becoming highly offended by things, and then they have social media to just blurt out whatever they think, whatever they feel, and nobody is stopping to think, to use discernment. What's weird is that, like, you know, the Bible says, let's be crafty as serpents, innocent as a dove. It means we need to be intelligent. We need to stop and we need to think. And we also need to, like, figure out what is our relationship with God and what is that person's relationship with God, and not jump down their throat, especially in a public forum. I mean, you're pretty much destroying that author's entire marketing base. You're giving her a bad name. You're destroying any chances she may have of actually selling her book. My first question would be, did you read the books? I think that is actually why some authors have refrained from wanting to put real world content in their fiction, because there's something that went wrong somewhere in the church, and not necessarily the church as a whole, but maybe with Christian upbringing here and there, that we just decided to just isolate ourselves. But we're supposed to be salt and light. And as the Bible says, you don't hide a light bushel, you put it out for everyone to see. How can we be a light in the darkness if we're never in the darkness? And I'm not saying let's go engage in sin just to be a Christian example. I notice a lot of people like pray, well, please get me out of my job. There's no Christians at my job. There's no Christians there. That's why you're there. You're the Christian that God put in that place to be the light. And I think as authors, we're put in certain positions to be the light. I had an atheist read the books of my Black Earth series many years ago. I thought she was going to be completely offended by me mentioning that the character talks to God and, you know, there's the Christian faith throughout the book. She said that it was very well done and that she found my faith, that she was never offended by it because it wasn't being crammed down her throat. It was meticulously weaved into the story to where it felt like that character's faith was natural. It was a natural human being having a faith of their own and showcasing it in the book. And I think that's where all of us as authors need to get to that point. Those of us that want to reach non-Christians with Christian fiction.
People, they don't mind the element in there. They just don't want to be preached that. They don't want to have a sermon. There are times when those types of books will be needed. And I've read a few myself where you're like, wow, that is a great message that I think everyone needs to hear. And then some people want to go the more subtle approach. Whatever the approach is that God has for you as you write, go ahead and do that. And that's why I'm so on board with what the Crossover Alliance is doing, is by providing a platform from authors who want to have realism and explore some of the darker elements of the human condition, explore sin in a certain light, not necessarily in a glorifying light, but being the light in the darkness. When we come back, we're going to talk more with David Alderman and about the Crossover Alliance.
You're listening to the special edition of The Right Stuff. We'll be right back.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The Spec Faith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
We're back, and you're listening to the special edition of The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to the special edition of The Right Stuff, the Queen here, and I'm talking to David Alderman. He is the CEO of the Crossover Alliance. They are a Christian publisher that specializes in publishing realistic, edgy Christian fiction from all sorts of genres. And David is with me just expanding on the topic. Before the break, we talked about how in some ways, in some manner, the church kind of dropped the ball when it came to Christian fiction, making Christian fiction only a certain way, whereas the Crossover Alliance exists in order to explore Christian fiction in many different types of ways, not just in clean, wholesome ways, but in ways that may not be clean and wholesome, but still shines a light in the darkness. And David, once again, thank you so much for being here with me to expand on what the Crossover Alliance does. Give us a couple of books that you can think of right off the top of your head that really shows that mission of TCA.
The first one would be December's Child. That book went into slavery, a little bit of human trafficking. It was a post-apocalyptic type book that also kind of praised rebellion against these things. And that was written by D.A. Williams. She's one of our authors, and a fantastic book that kind of exemplified a subject matter that you almost will never find in Christian fiction that's been written up to this point. Another one would be Mark Carver's Age of Apollyon. Now, he's written a lot of great books. The Age of Apollyon went into the satanic church taking over towards the end of the world and Christianity being outlawed and Christians being killed. It's gritty and it's dark. It does have some redemptive lining to it. And I love all of Mark's writing in general because it's very gritty. He doesn't hold back, but he also is not irresponsible with it. The Tears of Nero, which was written by Jason Brannan, that one was about a psychotic guy that thinks he's Nero and he kidnaps some people and plays kind of games with them on this island. It went into a psychopath, people, normal, everyday people having to deal with him and like how they would cope with something of this nature. I love all of these books because they really tackle things that aren't really tackled in Christian fiction, but all three of those examples have the Christian faith tied within their storylines and their characters.
And I've had all of them showcased on this show at one point or another. And when you mentioned Mark, and people know how much I love Mark, and his books are just wild and highly imaginative, particularly Age of Apollyon, because I read that whole series in a weekend. I threw bones to my family, like, go ahead and eat, because I'm not here. So you got to figure out how you're going to eat this weekend, because I'm not cooking for you. It was such a wild ride. And then the Tears of Nero, oh my gosh, Nero, he's just a big baby, essentially. He's psychotic and crazy. There's all these elements in these stories, like DA stories too. There's all these elements there that mainstream Christian publishers won't pick up on. Or if they do pick up on it, they really, really water it down to the point where it's not really touched upon. But you guys touch on it. You guys say, you know, we're going to tackle this head on. And I like the fact how you said with Mark Carver, he is gritty and he approaches the topic, but he's not irresponsible. He doesn't glorify sin. It may be in his book, but it's not glorified. If anything, it's the very nature of sin is lit up for you to see how bad this is. I particularly like the book he did for you, Baylor. I really like that book. I talked about it recently on another podcast that we did with one of your authors, Jess Hannah. This is what you do as a publisher. You get those gritty novels and those realistic storylines and publish them so people can consume them. Now, I do know you do have your first young adult dark fantasy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Darkara, and it's about a young girl that can talk to Dragon. It's kind of a medieval type setting, the fantasy type setting that you wouldn't necessarily find in a lot of Christian fiction. And it does have some coming of age elements in it, which are really good. I like it. I've always liked young adult. Those have been very close to my heart because I think that reaching that age bracket is very important, especially with Christian fiction.
you have a wide plethora of books under your belt. And I know you got new projects coming out. So if someone's listening to our show right now, they're saying, you know what, TCA seems like the publisher for me. I have an idea I want to explore with you guys. Are you currently accepting submissions right now?
We are currently accepting novel and novella submissions, and we will very shortly be starting to accept short stories, and not necessarily for an anthology. We're going to start publishing like standalone short stories.
Now, with the anthologies, because you have done four of them so far, the last one we just highlighted on the show was called Monsters. Now, these anthologies, what is the purpose behind the anthologies, besides just telling great stories?
In the beginning, it was to showcase the Crossover Alliance and just kind of get a nice variety of different stories that showcased it. So our first couple volumes were very just kind of a variety of different genres in one book. And then with volume three came the kind of the superhero theme. And then the last one was Monsters, which kind of went into the realm of the monsters within ourselves and our human nature. We have a fifth one that we're working on right now. It's got a pro-life message. What I love about the anthologies is we can tackle a theme without lecturing to people. We could tackle something that we believe in, not just as a publishing company, but as Christians. We can tackle it through story. So you can read a story, enjoy a story, and then let it affect you the way that a story is going to affect you, instead of us sitting on a soapbox and telling you, you know, we believe abortion is evil. We do, but we'll go ahead and let you read it through these stories that kind of showcase why is abortion evil, promote the sanctity of life. Each of our anthologies going forward will end up being a theme that we get to explore through the venue of story.
And story is a lovely vehicle that you can use to bring about a message. Some people won't step inside of a church, but they will read a good book. And TCA has many good books under their belt. You've been around for 5 years, and I've been doing my show now for 7 years, and it's so good that I've had the opportunity to showcase these authors on this show, because this show does exist to showcase Christian authors all over the world, but also out of different genres. And some people I have had on the show have been so surprised that I've had horror novelists on the show. I've had thriller novelists, paranormal, vampires. It's exciting because it lets you know the diversity of Christian fiction that is out there, that it's not just Amish fiction. And for a very long time, I would say about 10 years, it's starting to change now, but 10 years, if you put out an Amish book, you could easily sell 100,000. But those things are changing because people are looking for different types of fictions. I don't think we can stress that enough. And so we want those whom God has given the gift to write to go ahead and write the story that's within you. If it is an Amish story, go ahead and write that. If it's something a bit darker, a little more complex, go ahead and write it. Don't be afraid. David, in the last moments you have left, what are some encouraging words you can give to our aspiring authors out there?
I want to encourage all of you to just write what the story commands you to write and be responsible with it. Usually my first drafts just come out in a flood, and sometimes there's inappropriate things in them, or, you know, I'm just trying to get stuff out on the page and get it out of my mind and, you know, my writer's heart, polish it up, and I add responsibility stuff to it before it ends up going out to the public. But I would just get those words out on the, you know, and don't be afraid. If you have a trusted individual that you can have, like when I put out my Black Earth series, I had a trusted editor that she was kind of my checks and balances. You have another person, somebody that's trusted, kind of be your beta reader and handle it that way. I would just make sure you get the words out on the page.
I have to smile as you were saying that, because you used to do those Flash Fiction Fridays, I think, where you're right really quickly. And there was always this commentator on your blog who would be so diligent in critiquing your flash fiction. And I always thought your flash fiction was phenomenal, because I can't do flash fiction. I did it one time and that's it. I can't do it. I thought they were phenomenal, but you had that one person on your blog every single time you posted a flash fiction piece. They were right there to just give you that encouragement through critique about your writing. And I remember thinking, wow, David is so much better than me. I could not handle this sort of rigor to my writing. I could not. But this particular person did. But I actually think that helped you a lot because it let you know that there is someone out there ready to be very helpful in making sure you become a better author. What do you think about that, David?
Definitely. That definitely encouraged me. You know, with, they might have been nitpicking some stuff here and there, but just knowing that somebody was reading my stuff and cared enough to give me their input meant the world to me.
And I think we can all really appreciate that. So go ahead and give us your social media outlets for TCA.
So you can check us out at www.thecrossoveralliance.com. You can find us on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Twitter. We do have a blog that we're going to kind of be resurrecting on that. You can find that through the website. And then all of our authors' connections you'll be able to find at the website as well.
David, once again, thank you so much for what you do at the Crossover Alliance. Thank you so much for your friendship these past several years. And I cannot wait to have you back on the show and have you back real soon.
I look forward to it.
And we were talking today to David Alderman. He is the CEO of the Crossover Alliance. They are currently accepting submissions for novels and novellas. In the future, they will be accepting submissions for short stories, standalone short stories. So it's an exciting time for those of you out there looking to partner with a publishing company that isn't afraid to have realistic fiction among their catalog. The Crossover Alliance exists to shine a light in the darkness. To you out there who has that horror idea written from a Christian worldview, to you who have the paranormal story written from a Christian worldview, to you who have that dark fantasy or that sci-fi story written to a Christian worldview, why not go ahead and take up the offer that the Crossover Alliance has for you? Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the Queen, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.